Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group second quarter 2009 results conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Tuesday, August 25th, 2009. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us online today are Mr. Gadi Lessin, President and CEO of Strauss Group, Mr. Shachar Florence, CFO, and Ms. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Investor Relations Director. Mr. Lessin, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Strauss Group first six months 2009 and second quarter conference call. We will start with the highlight slide. Our results for the first six months clearly highlight our ability to successfully meet the current global challenges. Strauss has succeeded in meeting its predefined targets, which were to preserve our revenue levels while improving both our operating profit and cash flow. Our pro forma operating profit is up 1.9%. The improvement in the group's operating profit is due mainly to the increase in the operating profit of the Israeli sector, which improved by 12.11% as a result of continued cost efficiencies and also due to the improvement in Sabra's operating profit. The group reported strong cash generation. Our operating cash flow in the first six months was 280 million shekels compared to 1 million shekels last year. This improvement in our operating cash flow was a result of our proactive 100 million shekel decrease in inventory in the first six months of the year and improved working capital. In terms of increasing our financial strength, in May 2009, we took advantage of the capital market and successfully completed a 500 million shekel bond issued from the public at sustainability, a lower interest rate. Now let's move to the next slide. We go into further details with regards to our sales makeup. During the six months, we preserved sales at similar levels as 2008, despite the environment. Furthermore, on the organic basis, net of currency impact, sales grew 4.6%. Strauss Israel sales, including coffee, declined by 0.3%, which is less than the 1.2% decline in the Israeli food and beverage market, according to a Euromonitor report. Our global coffee organic sales grew 8.2% in the first six months. Sabra's organic sales growth was a healthy 32.5%, while Max Brenner's organic sales were down 5.9%. The global slowdown did, however, impact our growth pace in certain markets, though, as you note, was offset by growth in others. Moving to the next slide. In July, Strauss presented the Strauss Water Strategy 4 and announced the acquisition of Tana Industries. Strauss Water will lead and manage the Strauss Group's water activity, becoming one of the group's main growth drivers. The acquisition of Tana Industries, known in Israel as Tami 4, is a direct extension of Strauss' penetration in the drinking water category. This was initiated over 2 years ago with Strauss' investment in H2Q, the developer of a drinking water maintenance technology. This was done with a view to becoming a player in the supplying of drinking water solutions to consumers worldwide. Tana Industries is a market leader in Israel and one of the leading companies in the world in developing and manufacturing drinking water solutions for the home and away from home markets. Upon completion of the due diligence process, H2Q will acquire 100% of Tana's equity in consideration of 291 million shekels. This is expected to happen in October 2009. And now I'd like to hand this call over to Shachar Florence, the group CFO, who will talk about our financial performance. Shachar, please.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you for taking the time being with us. As Gadi mentioned, timing of the Passover holiday in Israel influenced our financials as well as other food and beverage companies in Israel, and therefore we would like to refer mainly to the first half numbers, though we will mention the Q2 numbers as well, but I would like to make a reference to the differences in timing, and this is the reason I mentioned our view and how we are looking on the numbers. So in the first half of 2009, we kept the level of sales at the same level with 3 billion shekel, very similar to last year, which represent an organic growth, which eliminate the both the acquisition and sales, but also the currency changes, which is 4.6%. We also were able to grow a bit the gross margin. We ended the year with a bit more than 1.1. Billion shekel, which is 0.2% growth year over year, which almost the same margin percentages. The main steps that we took was to adjust the prices mainly outside of Israel. In Israel, we didn't raise prices during the first half, in order to cover some of the increase in the cost in the local currencies, mainly in our coffee activities. So though the sales and the gross profit were stable, we managed to improve our operational margin to 270 million shekel, which is almost 2%. Up versus last year. We also improved our margin mainly due to the efficiencies activity that we've made in Israel, and also with the Sabra performance and the growth in Sabra activity, which are influencing more and more our total operational profit. The pro forma net income was 134 million shekel, which is 1.7% up versus last year. And the last point that I want to draw your attention is to the strong cash flow. We had a 280 million shekel operational cash flow in the first 6 months versus 1 million shekel last year, which, as Gadi said before, the main contributor to the strong cash flow is the reduction in the inventories, and also a strong management of the working capital, both the receivable and the account payable. And one more thing that we've made is the venture issuance of 500 million shekels, which we raised in a very low interest. I think that in the Israeli market, I think it was the lowest interest rate in the last 6 months, and I think it represents the market belief and our financial strength in the market belief in Strauss and our position in the market. If we will analyze the Q2 numbers, so in the second quarter, our sales were about 1.5 billion shekel, which is down 1.2% versus last year. We grew organically, which means without the currency impact, by 1.5%. The gross profit was improved a bit and was about 568 million shekels, with almost the same level of profitability. And again, like in the six months, though, both the sales in this case were even lower and gross margin was almost the same, the operating profit, which improved, was improved to 135 million shekel, which is 5.6% more than last year. And also the operational margin, and again, here, mainly by the improvement in the Israeli activity. But not less important, we managed to stabilize the coffee profit, and when we will analyze the different units, we'll get to it. Still in the net income, we had a reduction to 55 million shekel, which is 16% lower than last year, mainly because of the minority share in the coffee activity. And again, a very strong operational cash flow, which was 244 million shekel versus 48 million in the last year. I move to slide number 8 in the presentation that you have, and if we're looking in the pro forma numbers in the first half, we managed to improve almost every line in this table: sales, gross profit, operational profit, and the net profit. We managed to do it also with the accounting, with the exception of the net profit. Again, here, most of the difference is the impairment that we took on the goodwill in the activity in Serbia, versus a profit that we had at the first half at 2008 for selling some of the our holding in Sabra to PepsiCo. So, on one hand, last year we had a profit from selling Sabra. This year, we had the impairment on the Serbian activity, which led to the differences in the net profit. Looking at the Q2, at the pro forma numbers, so though the sales went down 1.2%, we managed to grow both the gross profit and the operational profit. But it was not enough in order to keep the net profit, and the share of the minority in the coffee activity led to the fact that we ended up the quarter with 55 million shekels versus 65 million in the previous year. And the same phenomena that I mentioned in the first half influenced the second quarter. In this case, last year, we didn't have the profit from Sabra, which occurred in the first quarter of 2008. Moving to slide number 9, and here there is an analysis of the first half sales, and we show here the different business units that we had, or that we have, and we can see that in Israel, though the market went down in the first six months, 1.2%, our reduction in sales was 0.3%, including the coffee activities in Israel, and 0.9%, excluding these activities. As far as the coffee, with all the changes in the currencies and mainly the devaluation of the East European currencies in the countries that we're active in, we managed to grow the sales with 2.2%. As Gadi said before, the organic growth without the exchanges was 8.2%. The growth just without the exchange rate, which include the acquisition that we've made in Russia, is much higher. On the other hand, in Max Brenner and Sabra, which part of the activity of Max Brenner and all of the activities of Sabra are in the States, and here the dollar versus the shekel went in the other direction. Here our growth in shekel is 55% for Sabra and 0.1% or flat sales in Max Brenner case. If we exclude the exchange rates differences, we see a reduction in Max Brenner sales of about 6%, and the growth in Sabra is 32%. Just to give you the idea what we are dealing with, in slide 10, we show the differences in the currencies versus the shekel in the first six months. When we say that the sales of the coffee company went up 2.2%, it's in spite of the 21%-26% in Poland and Ukraine and around 50% both in Brazil, Russia, Serbia, and other countries. This is the environment that we are dealing with. As far as the gross profit in slide number 11, we see the improvement in the Israeli activity, 542 versus 533 in the previous year. Not less important, the improvement in the profitability, which went up to 41.5% versus the 40.4% last year. In the coffee, though we managed to raise prices in certain country, we weren't able to raise prices as fast as the changes in the coffee prices in local currency, which were influenced both by the coffee prices in dollars and also the changes in the local currencies. Though we raised prices and we saw that the total sales went up 2.2%, the gross profit went down to 493 versus 504 in the previous year, and the profitability went down as well to 31.2% versus 32.6%. I'm moving to the operating profit in the first six months, and here the improvement in the gross margin in Israel and other efficiency measures that we took in the other expenses brought us to a very nice improvement in the operating profit, 149 versus 132 in the previous year. Here again, the profitability went up almost by 1.5%. In the coffee company, the reduction in the gross margin led us to lose some profit in the operating profit in the coffee company, which went down to 133 versus the 135 last year. Looking at the net profit, which is the combination of the different direction in Israel and in the coffee activity, and here we managed to improve a bit the net profit to 133 million shekel, which is 1.7% increase versus last year. In slide number 14, you can see the cash flow numbers that we talked about at the beginning, and here the operating cash flow, you can see the improvement. Again, 2008, the first year in 2008, is not a representative year. We had some difficulties with changing our sales and collection system, IT system. We collected some of the money later on in 2008 after the first half. But surely we made a huge improvement in 2009, and our forecast is that this improvement will stay for the rest of the year. We, as we said at the beginning of the year, this is one of our main goals this year. The reduction of 100 million shekels in the inventory, we expect this phenomenon to be kept and for a further reduction in the inventories level during the rest of the year. I'm moving into slide number 16, and we'll talk about the Q2 sales. Here again in Israel, we can see the reduction. Part of it is explained by the differences in the Passover timing between Q1 and Q2 this year and last year. We also said it when we presented the Q1 numbers, which were better than the previous year. Again, with the same reasoning, this year, most of the Passover sales occurred in Q1, and in the previous year, in 2008, most of the sales occurred in Q2. In the coffee company, the sales went down 0.8%. But still, if we'll exclude and the exchange rate, and we'll measure it in fixed exchange rate, we can see almost 3% increase in the sale. Max Brandle sales were kept almost the same, but here again, if we'll exclude the dollar effect on Max sales, we can see a reduction of 13.6%. In Sabra, and here I forgot to mention it before, these are the 100% number of Sabra. Just remember that we are consolidating this year only 50% of the activity. In the previous year, the first quarter, we consolidated 100%, and in the second quarter, we consolidated only 50%. Here we are showing the 100% number just to enable you to compare it apples to apples. You can see the nice improvement of more than 50% in the sales. When we exclude the exchange rate, it's 30% in dollar terms in the States. Though the recession and though all the difficulties that the U.S. market is going through, we managed to grow the sales 30% in dollar terms. Moving to slide 18, the gross profit in Israel, though the sales went down, we kept the same level of profit by improving the profitability. In the coffee activities, with the reduction of sales, the erosion in the profitability, the gross margin went down 263 versus 271. On the other hand, we managed, and I'm moving to the next slide number 19, we managed to keep the same operating profit with 73 million shekels at the same level as last year in the coffee activity, though the gross profit went down. In Israel, we managed to keep the gross profit with the same level and improve the operating profit and profitability, 66 million shekel versus 62 million last year, and a margin of 10.6% versus 9.6% last year. The net profit in Q2 went down 16% to 55 million shekels. I mentioned the main reason is the minority share in the coffee activity, and the cash flow was strong in Q2 as well as the total six months. I will skip the analysis of the per unit because I think that we went and we reviewed most of the phenomena and the influences of the market during the conversation, and I assume that you had a chance to read it before. I'm skipping the analysis per unit, and I would like to open this call for your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we poll for questions. The first question is from Darren Shaw of UBS. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Just had a quick question on the Israeli business, where I see obviously the operating margin has come through very nicely indeed. I just wanted to know in terms of cost savings from previous sort of projects you've announced to save costs, how much is still left to come through? Do you feel as though you've done all you can on the margin, or you think it's possible to see it continuing growing successfully?
Okay, Darren, good morning. It's Gadi. Yes, we announced almost 3 years ago about the Horizon project that we are going to improve our operating profit in three full points from around 10%-13%. As we see, even though that we are in the middle of the process and in a very tough period of time, we are achieving our targets. We believe that we can improve it a little bit more and to get more in the bottom line, but for sure we need to increase our top line. We believe that after the recession period of time, we are going to increase the business. And on another way that we are going to do it is the acquisition of Tami 4, that is going to be part of the Israeli business, and then there we are going to improve, I believe, the top line dramatically and the bottom line at least in half a point more comparing to the current results.
Darren, just to continue with what Gadi said, we said that on a same activity, even without the water activity, we are going to improve the profits. To answer your question, though, I'm not sure that we want to put the numbers. We think that we still have a way to go, and we expect on an apple-to-apple comparison with the current activity to keep improving the margin. We went up from 9.5% in the first half of 2007 to 11.4% this year. There is another 0.5% to 1% during the next year or so, and we do expect our margin to grow even apples to apples.
Okay, and a couple more questions if I can. Gadi, I mean, you're new in the role as the chief executive, and I just wondered if we should expect from the analyst and investor world any difference at all. Obviously, you've worked in the company beforehand, but in terms of your initial thoughts on the position, do you see there'll be any differences, obviously apart from the water acquisition, which looks like it's going through? Do you think there'll be anything you've come across already where you'd like to change things?
First of all, as you said, I joined the company 17 years ago, so for me, I was a part of the top executive team in the last few years, so I'm very familiar with the business and, of course, very familiar with our strategy, and I'm a part of the current strategy. When we are looking for the future, so again, as you said, in the water arena, we are expecting to really expand our business. For us, the acquisition of Tami 4 it's a new business, it's a new business model, and I'm really optimistic about the new water division, Strauss Water Division. About the coffee, we have new partners, and there we are going to continue with our strategy about M&As, a new acquisition, new territories, and we have as well new management team, a new coffee CEO with a lot of experience, and personally with our new partners, I believe that we have the money, we have the motivation, and we should increase the coffee business. About you know, another pillar in the business of the business, the salad business in Sabra in the U.S. It was, as I believe, the first step of taking out from Israel the spread and dips category. The first experience is in the U.S., and as you see, with a very, very nice result. And I believe that there again, we have a very good engine to expand it worldwide. So this is only, you know, in a nutshell, a few examples of how we can take our business and to increase it worldwide in a few categories and different business models.
Great, thanks. And final question is, obviously I'm not expecting you to give a forecast going forward, but obviously we're living in extremely bizarre times, and the second quarter seems like a long time ago. And, you know, the world was in a recession, and we're now probably in some bull market now. I'm just wondering if you can give us a guide for if you actually seen on the ground differences in your, say, your major business in, say, Israel and coffee, any changes in, say, July and August against April, May, and June. I mean, are you seeing things different on the ground, or are things just as tough?
As we see today, and we are very consistent about our working assumption, is that we are going to keep ourselves, and this is what we are doing till now, and keeping our profit. In the meantime, we succeed to improve it a little bit, but again, we are keeping and stick to our previous forecasts, and hopefully it's going to be more optimistic, but in the meantime, we are not changing our working assumptions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Darren.
There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 03-925-5941. Internationally, call 972-3-925-5941. A replay of this call will be available on the company's website at www.strauss-group.com. Mr. Lessin, would you like to make a concluding statement?
Yes, thank you. So just a quick summary. Again, I would like to stress that our results for the first 6 months clearly demonstrate Strauss Group's ability to successfully manage and meet the challenges presented by the current global economic crisis. Strauss has succeeded in meeting its predefined targets of preserving sales level while steadily improving both operating profit and cash flow. Our strict expenses management and our ongoing effort to reduce our inventory and working capital have resulted in a dramatic improvement in our overall operating cash flow. At the same time, we continue to strengthen and develop the key foundation for the group's long-term growth, and we are investing in the development of a new areas that we believe will serve as engines for the company's future growth. So thank you again for your participating.
Thank you. This concludes the Strauss Group second quarter 2009 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.